Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies are clear and the temperatures are warm across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying a pleasant evening, while Jerusalem remains comfortably cool. A perfect night to be outside, if you're still up. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just over an hour ago that U.S. strikes on Iran have strengthened Trump's options for new escalation. Targets included Iranian air defense systems and missile sites. Also, from Israel Hayom, reports came in 47 minutes ago about the implementation of a framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon. Concerns persist regarding American involvement and potential instability for pilots in Lebanon. Also this hour, Yainet reports that the IDF has destroyed a Hezbollah stronghold. This is where Nasrallah once claimed Israel as weaker than a spider's web. Separately, earlier reporting from I-24 News states that Israel and Lebanon have reached an agreement on initial pilot areas. This follows U.S. brokered talks in Rome. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that top House Democrats face a rare divide over an Israel vote. Tensions within the party are expected to rise. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 posted just minutes ago that former President Trump discussed the possibility of bombing Iran's nuclear facility and seizing Karg Island. This suggests a significant escalation in U.S. pressure on Tehran, according to the Wall Street Journal. Emily Schrader, a commentator, wrote 16 minutes ago about intense U.S. strikes in Iran tonight. She mentions scenes from Chabahar. I24NEWS English noted 30 minutes ago that Israel's decision to join a fight with Iran is not in its own hands. Eyal Hulata, former head of Israel's National Security Council, expressed that Washington holds that decision. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. military strikes on Iran. The Jerusalem Post reports that these strikes targeted key Iranian military infrastructure. They aim to deter further aggression in the region. This comes as tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to rise, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon, Israel Hayom highlights that its implementation is expected next week. Despite the agreement, there are fears about American involvement and a possible collapse of pilot operations in Lebanon. This development could impact the delicate balance in the region. Meanwhile, the IDF's operation against Hezbollah. Ynet details how Israeli forces uncovered missiles aimed at border communities. They describe a significant military infrastructure being dismantled. This action aims to reduce the threat from Hezbollah, providing a measure of security for Israeli citizens near the border. In a related development, the agreement reached between Israel and Lebanon on pilot areas. I-24 News reports that this is a result of Rome talks mediated by the U.S. This agreement marks a step forward in easing tensions, potentially paving the way for future cooperation. Finally, the divide among House Democrats over an Israel vote. Axios notes the unusual internal conflict within the party. This division could influence U.S. foreign policy and its approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that a 13-year-old named Abigail Weissman caused a huge line at Dizengoff Center. Her hair product line's launch at Urbanica is a remarkable success story. Separately, from Globes, a U.S. chipmaker is in advanced talks to acquire Halo, an Israeli edge AI chipmaker. Once valued at over $1 billion, it's now expected to sell for tens of millions. And finally, CTech highlights a discussion about AI's impact on profits. BlackRock and Blackstone executives are questioning whether the anticipated profits will follow the AI hype in Israel and beyond. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.